Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Hello, thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and today we have a treat for you today. We're talking about community activism, and as you all know, there are people in our communities who have truly made an impact in our lives individually. They've made impacts in our organizations, in our institutions. They've made impact in our nation, among our national leaders, as well as our world. And so it is so important that we learn about community activism and why it's so important to be a responsible and contributing citizen to your communities, nation, and world. And I am extremely delighted to have with us today Ms. Blanca Vargas out of Chicago. She is one of those community activists who has made an impact for decades in Chicago and in our nation. She has been involved in politics since 1972, and she started her career with Governor Dan Walker as a Spanish-speaking liaison. In 1980 and 2004, she was elected to the National Democratic Convention for President Jimmy Carter and for presidential candidate John Kerry. She has been elected to the seat of Cicero Township Democratic Committee person, and she assists in the community in making sure they have a voice and exercise their right to vote. She also started Casa Central and Chicago Urban League as an employment specialist by hiring people to be a part of the apprenticeship and placement of JTPA programs. She has been a community relations liaison for the Department of Human Rights for over 32 years. And she has been a member of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, for over 49 years. And in fact, it was LULAC at one of LULAC's conventions that Blanca and I met. She is was appointed by Senator Miguel Del Valle to be a part of the Employment Commission. And she is also one of the co-founders in 1986 for the Illinois Association of Hispanic State Employees. And has helped many, many students to attend college as a board member of LULAC's National Education Service Centers, which provides matching funds for scholarships for students in LULAC. Currently, she is working as a Hispanic liaison to Cicero President Dominique. She is working to assist people during the pandemic with food, masks, vaccines, local businesses, and other issues. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Blanca.
Oh, thank you. I do appreciate it very much for being here with you today.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you so much. I am really thrilled to have you. In fact, now that I think of it, I don't know if I met you at LULAC or Urban League, because I think it was LULAC, because I know you've also been quite involved in Urban League when they were having conferences in Chicago as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. When I used to work with the Urban League, we had conferences too in Ohio, in different other states. So I'm pretty sure I met you in one of them, and if not, the LULAC convention. Mm-hmm. One of the LULAC conventions. Yeah.
Yes. My first LULAC convention was actually the 75th anniversary when it was held in San Antonio. That was the early 2000s, and I had a blast. That was probably one of the best LULAC conventions I've been
to. That's right. That was their Miraflores.
Yes, Miraflores section
where they had the convention with at the I forgot the name of the congressman's name.
Yeah, Ben. Congressman Henry B. Gonzalez, Convention Center. Yes,
Henry B. Gonzalez, right.
Yes. That's where it was. Mm-hmm. And it was the 75th, so that would have been 2004. I think.
Yeah, 2004 also.
Yeah,
it's a coincidence. Yeah. I was very active in 2004 because I became a national vice president for LULAC.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember Janet Merguia. I think that might have been her first year to become president around that time, because I just remember them introducing her as well. So I didn't realize you were national vice president. Very interesting.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I covered 10 states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Right. So tell our audience, before we get started, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you live now, what you do, and just how you became involved in community activism.
Actually, I'm from Mexico originally. I immigrated back in, I don't even remember what year. It was almost 50 years ago too. There was 1964. That was a very good year. And there was the women's rights, the voting rights. There was a very, very important legislation that was passing because of the rights that we need to have, civil rights. So that inspired me that helping others in terms of fighting for our rights, it would have been a perfect area for me, because I had that particular an instrumental ideas of, you know, helping others, you know. So that's why I became very interested in the human rights area. So working with the Department of Human Rights for 35 years also helped me so much to help our community to learn about what their rights are, which is very, very important. You've been discriminated against employment and housing and other areas. So you had a department that legally would be able to represent you with the judicial process. Mm-hmm. So that's why I became very interested. Then back in 1972, I became very interested in being part of LULAC because it is a civil rights organization. So I joined LULAC because of that particular reason. And then one of the areas, besides being a civil rights activist, I also became very interested in helping our youth, you know, with scholarships. So 1973, when LULAC established the LNESC, which is the LULAC Educational Scholarship Fund, then is to match funds in order for us to help our communities in different areas. So my council started raising funds in order for us to help our community. Many students applied back even in 1994. I had one of the girls that applied for a scholarship. And can you believe that? That she's working now for ONU. You know, so that's one of my greatest accomplishments, right? And
she's working for whom?
ONU, the United Nations. You
yes,
know?
Yes, so, yes, yes.
Yeah, she's in a different country, of course, in Iraq, I believe, but she's doing the work for ONU. Mm-hmm. And also, I have learned that one of two girls that I gave scholarships back in 1994-95, I have to reach out to them, but to make sure that where is the position now at NASA?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Impressive.
So I can wait until I run into them. So then the other one is an administrator for the Chicago Public Schools. Mm-hmm. Someone that always has been very appreciative that we gave a scholarship, you know, when he entered. You know, I remember I found him in a clip of a newspaper that he was one of the outstanding students at Morton West in Berwyn. So he says, I'm going to reach out to him. I went directly to the school, met with the secretary, and he says, I want this gentleman to call me. His mom, because, you know, you have to go respect the students, you know, so you have to go to the mom. Mm-hmm. So I called the mom and I asked, I want your son to apply for the scholarship. And since then, the student applied and got, you know, got to college, got her, he got his master's, he's bilingual. He's doing a fabulous job as a representative. He's also working very hard in, along with one of my nieces that also was part of LULAC. She said, I mean, they're working and helping the DACA students. So they making sure that they get scholarships for them too. I think they raised like probably $20,000 to $30,000 for scholarships this year. And I'm not too behind. I'm still raising funds for scholarships. So this year I'm going to be giving out $10,500.
That's good.
For several students. I always encourage our youth of Morton East and Morton West and all their Catholic and non-Catholic high schools to please have the students apply for a scholarship.
And you know, I'm so glad you told those personal stories about how community activism actually has an effect on personal lives. Like just by you and the LULAC being involved in raising funds and disseminating scholarships, you made an impact on these individual lives. One at the UN, some at NASA, others at institutions and helping DACA students. All of those really make a difference. And we need people in our communities to be actively involved in changing lives.
Oh, yes, definitely. We need more individuals that have that concern for our community. Because if you help your community will grow. You know, will it be empowered? You know, as you say, it will be empowered more in order for us to help our community. They need guidance. They need just a little push. Just a little push and they take up, you know, take off. So
tell me, what is your secret to activism? Like what really motivated and inspired you to become an activist? And how do you stay involved after so many years?
Yes, well, actually the energy, the desire, the hunger of being somebody else to help someone, that's what keeps you going. You know, when you give a hand to someone that needs food, you know, you help them. Then if you know that people need scholarships, you help them. And if you need to network with other women, not necessarily in the Latino community, but also with Asian American, Native American, African American, you know, we need to work together in order for us to be successful. Do you recall that you probably already met her, Kelly? Robin Kelly, she's a congresswoman from Illinois. We worked together back in 1980.
Wow.
In community organization and the activism that we're talking about. And the organization used to be called Women Networking Together. And now she's a congresswoman. And now she is a special position in the state of Illinois as our speaker of the House in Illinois. The legislator. So she's a representative in the Democratic Party. So I'm proud of her. You're very proud of her. Yeah.
And y'all work together. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry, you know, that I didn't make it to the Congress position, but she and other women, have done so.
How do you think that, what do you think people need to do to become more active in the community?
First of all, is put your heart into it in order for you to help others. Number one. Number two, have no obstacles to your energy to work. Because if you get with much energy and involvement, you will be able to be successful. You know, some people tell me, Blanca, how do you do it? You know, why do you do it? Because I do receive the energy from God in order for us to help each other. So that's what you need. Yes, put a little bit of your energy into it, something that you want to help. And if you want to help someone that was actually killed, you know, you want to help the family, you know, not necessarily probably, you know, at the judicial, you know, area, but also with getting other people to get funding to pay for their needs. So that's something that could be done. It is hard to, for me to describe, you know how active I am, but because it is impossible, I probably do maybe 10 things at a time, you know, and then at the end of the day, I go, wow, I accomplished this, this, and this, and that. But is it because the energy is in within you? Mm-hmm. If you do have the energy and the desire to help, is it successful? Mm-hmm. You know, and if you don't have no desire to help, you know, you're not going to go nowhere. So you need to just put a little bit of your time. It doesn't have to be all day, you know, but, just devote some of your time. It is so automatic. I mean, you walk in into a place and right away people will, you know, someone will say, oh, I need or someone to help me to help our youth to get into scholarships, you know. So then you guide them. You do not only give them the LULAC Educational Service Center, but also you give the other organizations that also give a hand to others, mm-hmm. you know. So you don't necessarily have to, yes, be LULAC, but also to give others. That's empowerment to our community. When you help each other and when you give more information that they can learn about how to get it. Mm-hmm. There is another area that I really love to do in this particular activism line is to be part of as a township committee woman, I have the right to be part of the Central Democratic Organization. For what? We have 80 township committee persons in the Cook County. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I was the first Latina to get elected as a township committee woman. Mm-hmm. So
congratulations.
I have no idea how that happened, but you know, 75% of my town voted for me and they trust me that I would be able to help them. Mm-hmm. So far, I feel very honored that I have helped many attorneys for the judicial system. I helped many women to be part of LGBT, Native American, Asian American, African American, and Latinas to be part of the judicial system this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud that I was able to be part of that particular Central Democratic Committee to help. And it's especially because we have a woman now president of the Central Democratic Committee. So that gives you more strength in order for you mm-hmm. to continue helping others. Mm-hmm. So far, that's something that I felt good. Now we're going to have good people that will listen to the person that is almost been incarcerated, mm-hmm. you know, with justice or no justice, you know, a judge that is a Latino or African American will be able to listen more to the constituents in order for them to know exactly if it's their fault, if they're going to be guilty or not. Or mm-hmm. how many years you have to pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, like recently, there was a gentleman that was in jail for 30 years. Mm. And guess what? He was, you know, they found not guilty anymore. So no, he's free now. So, mm-hmm. but after 30 years, mm-hmm. so that could happen. If we have more judicial judges in our system, they will be able to be more fair to our mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. We will have less incarcerated individuals where they are now. It is unbelievable that we have African-American and Latinos in jail at this time. Why? They don't even have the opportunity to defend themselves properly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's why I feel very proud that I helped in that area.
And that's so good when you talk about the importance of making sure that we have people in the judicial system who represent our communities and also approach issues with compassion instead of just looking at incarceration as the only option for people. Because sometimes those people are not guilty, as you stated. And then sometimes they just need some assistance, some help in order to get out of the situations that they are in. So we appreciate all the work you've done in terms of changing the judicial system and judicial representation. Mm-hmm. So when you look at you know, you stated you began your activism in the 60s and 70s. What changes do you think have been made that you are, that you feel like America has gotten better? How it's gotten better? And then secondly, what do you think that we need to do now? What are the issues of today that we need to address?
Well, it's very important. Well, actually, the accomplishments that I feel that we gained was to have more representation, not only in the judicial area, but also at the legislative level, mm-hmm. which is, you know, at the Capitol Hill of every state. You know, we have more individuals that are elected officials in each state. It is a great gain, number one. And number two, there will be what was the other one in terms of
Are the gains? What are the gains you think we've made? And then what do you think we need to do today?
Yeah, well, we need to do today. Yeah, that's the very important, is that we need to help our young adults entering into college or going into college to make sure that I'm not going to drop out of college. Mm-hmm. You know, so you need to give the enforcement, not only those that enter into college, but also the ones are already in college, to make sure that we're going to give them a hand in order for them to continue and graduate from the career they're pursuing. So it is very, very important to help our students in order for us to gain more in our system, you know, judicial, local government, state government, at the Capitol, or even be part of the White House, to be part of the congressional district. You know, this very, very, very important to help our youth, that they inspire to be somebody. We need to reach out to their potential in order for them to become somebody.
So this is a great assessment, that what we've gained is really representation in the judicial and the legislative branches of government. But what we need to do is really invest in young people. That Correct. If we are going to achieve what we want to achieve as a nation, we need to make sure that we invest time, energy, and money into young people. And that can be through college access, like you stated, making sure that young people not only get to go to college, but they also complete college when they're there, because we have so many that drop out for various reasons. So we need to be there to support them to make sure that they graduate.
Yes, mm-hmm, definitely. So listen, that's why LULAC is there to help you. And I know LULAC has other college. You can check our website for LULAC, LNESC, which is, they offer other college, other scholarships with the ESSAN, you know, ExxonMobil, mm-hmm. and Macy's, and mm-hmm. Comcast, and so forth. They have several other opportunities for individuals that are already in college, majoring in engineering, you know, or majoring in any very good, important subject in order for them to continue the college education. So, and it's a $5,000 scholarship right there, you know, mm-hmm. so they should take advantage of it.
So make sure that you take advantage of the LNESC, which stands for LULAC, National Education Service Centers. Make sure that you check out their website for those of you who are interested in finding information about scholarships. There are a host of scholarships, as Blanca has explained, on the website, and all you need to do is apply. Yes. So as we finish our final thoughts, Blanca, what advice would you give young people, adults, professionals, all those who are interested in being community activists and really making a difference in the community? Do you have any final thoughts or words of advice that inspire us in terms of community activism?
Right. My personal advice to young adults is to be involved in helping the community in any level. It could be a volunteer work, helping senior citizens. You can help in areas where the vaccination is going on. Even if you help to guide the people how to obtain the appointments That's one gain for individuals that do not have to work in the technical system of how to get the appointment. That's very important. A lot of people do not know how to get their appointments. So that's one area. Another area, it would be even the food pantry. You know, when we distribute food to the needed at this time, it's very important to give a hand. You know, many people approach me, Blanca, what can I help? How can I help? Meet me on Thursday at 2:00. We're going to coordinate the group in order for us to distribute to 500 families. We're going to give food, and it's only pick up and go because of the social distancing. And so we have drive through. So you need to pack their trunks. So in order for them to take the food with them. So there's one area. Others, we have masks that we can also give to the people. So you can distribute the mask to every single car in a line. And that's one little homework. You know, it's something that you're going to feel good. I have done it. I feel good when I do something like that. So I want others, like our young adults, to do the same. And other people that are interested, you don't have to be a young adult to do it. You could be 30, 50 years old. You know, you could do it too. You know, so as long as you have the inspiration to give a hand to your brother or sister, please do so. Don't hesitate to do it. Why? We all need help. We all need help. Even if it's a little bit, you know, it grows. It's just like a plant. You plant the seed, grows, and is flourishing at the end.
Thank you so much, Blanca. So that's great advice from Blanca Vargas, that all you need is the desire, and get out there and volunteer and get involved and provide a helping hand to your brothers and sisters in your local community. It takes time and energy, but you will feel so good because you mm-hmm. have given back and you have served your fellow man and woman. Thank right. you so much, Blanca. It's a delight to have you, one of LULAC's legends, and a leader and legend in the Chicago area. We're absolutely thrilled that you joined us. And thank you for all the work that you do for our community. Thank you for everything.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity. And someone like you yourself also have done a lot in our community. Thank you also. LULAC is very, very privileged to have met someone like yourself. And you never fail to go to our conferences.
I love y'all's conferences. Right. I love them. Well, thank you so much for always welcoming me there. Appreciate you having you here on the Empowerment Zone, and you're always welcome to come back.
And we shall be empowered. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, we have Ms. Blanca Vargas here with us today, and she's going to give us a strategy for college success. She is a board member of the LULAC, that's the League of United Latin American Citizens, National Education Service Center, which is also called LNESC. And she's going to give us an advice for college success. Hi, Blanca. So tell us, how would students, if they want scholarships, you talk about the importance of scholarships and that LNESC provides scholarships. Tell us how we can get a scholarship.
Well, actually, if you are a high school student, you need to apply. Well, you need to meet with your counselor. And if you're not meeting with your counselor, you can do it on your own by checking our website. It is very self-explanatory. Download the application, complete it, and follow the instructions. Make sure that you are going to send your transcripts, your ACT, GPA, and also you're going to send your acceptance letter from the college that you are planning to attend. We do not check what college you want to go to or not. You choose the college of your choice. You know that. That's a great opportunity. You know, we don't have to tell you, well, you have to go to this college or that college. No, you pick your own. So in order for you to apply, you know, you need to complete the application and send it directly to the council number of your state. If you live in Georgia, you send it to the Georgia LULAC representatives. If you live in Florida, do the same. If you live in Illinois, we also have several councils. They give the scholarships, and then you can send them to the Illinois. For instance, each council is responsible of raising funds, matching funds, in order for us to give you the money. So we raise $7,000. You know that we're going to be getting 60% more from the national office. So we probably, like this year, thank God that we are giving $10,500 among other students. So we're going to, they range between $500 to $1,000. So this way, some people get, like, I'm like Jesus Christ, you know, you know, break the bread in pieces and give it to everyone. You know? So you don't necessarily have to give $10,000 to one person. No, you can give the scholarship to, you know, there's other organizations that give $10,000 or $5,000. But we want to give a little seed to each student the desires to go to college, you know, and they're very appreciative. You know, even if they get $500, they are so delighted. You know, $1,000, they're even more happier, but they're very, very appreciative of it. So that's how you can apply for the LNESCS scholarships. This is an organization that serves nationwide, so you take the opportunity to do it. It explains to you during the website what states are at this time currently are active recruiting students to apply. We had a deadline March 31st, so many students already applied for this particular one, but mine was extended to April 15 in Illinois, which is actually in my town of Cicero, Berwyn. So that's how people get involved. Also, LNESC has centers in different states, and you will find them on their website where they have programs for reading. So we help our youth, the little ones too, in the kindergarten, primary, first grade, second grade. If they need to improve their reading skills, they will be able to be part of the center as well.
That is great news. Well, thank you so much for that advice. If you're interested in finding funding to support your college education, make sure you look at the LNESC website. Thank you so much, Blanco. It's a pleasure to have you.
Okay, thank you. Gracias.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.